May 30, a divine human partnership. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. Psalm 119:73. The human organism is the handiwork of God. The organs employed in all the different functions of the body were made by him. The Lord gives us food and drink that the wants of the body may be supplied. He has given the earth different properties adapted to the growth of food for his children. He gives the sunshine and the showers, the early and the latter rain. He forms the clouds and sends the dew. All are his gifts. But all these blessings will not restore in us his moral image unless we cooperate with him, making painstaking effort to know ourselves, to understand how to care for the delicate human machinery. Man must diligently help to keep himself in harmony with nature's laws. He who cooperates with God in the work of keeping his wonderful machinery in order, who consecrates all his powers to God, seeking intelligently to obey the laws of nature, stands in his God-given manhood and is recorded in the books of heaven as a man. God has given man land to be cultivated, but in order that the harvest may be reaped, there must be harmonious action between divine and human agencies. The plow and other implements of labor must be used at the right time. The seed must be sown in its season. Man is not to fail of doing his part. If he is careless and negligent, his unfaithfulness testifies against him. The harvest is proportionate to the energy he has expended. So it is in spiritual things. There is to be a co-partnership, a divine relation between the Son of God and the repentant sinner. We are made sons and daughters of God. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John 1:12. Christ provides the mercy and grace so abundantly given to all who believe in him. He fulfills the terms upon which salvation rests. But we must act our part by accepting the blessings in faith. God works and man works. Resistance of temptation must come from man, who must draw his power from God. Thus he becomes a co-partner with Christ.